And now the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The Rivalry Between Yuki and Big John. The only time in my life when I really had a girlfriend, I mean a girl that I liked a lot, Sparky was very jealous. And he fixed it up with Yuki Butcher that something should happen to break up my romance, such as it was. Yuki decided he was going to take my girl away from me, as if he could. For a while, it began to look as if he would. Today's episode begins in the front yard of our little house, all the way up the next block.
It's too hot today, isn't it? Damn. What's the temperature?
Oh, I don't know. Last time I looked at the thermometer out in the back porch, it was getting pretty close to 100.
Wow, that sure is hot. Little old bunny is laying under your hammock there, just panting to beat the band.
I know, I can hear him down there. Oh, it's good. Just feel good to be able to lay here in the hammock under the shade of this old tree and rest. That's the way to spend a hot day.
Yeah, it's even hot out here in the shade. Hey, big guy, if I go in and throw on my swimming trunks, will you squirt me with the hose?
Oh, come on. Why can't you be satisfied with just lying here in the shade of this nice big elm tree?
Well, it's so hot. The water squirted on me will make me cool. Why don't you put on your bathing trunks, too, and we can take turns squirting one another?
Well, if you want to get out the hose and attach it to the spigot there, I'll go along with that.
Howdy there, fellas. How are you today? Hey, hot enough for you? How's she going there, Spiky?
Hi there, Pompot. I was just going to go get the hose out of the garage and attach it to the spigot here, and Big John's going to squirt me.
Oh, now, wait a minute, lad. I got a better idea. See what I got here under my arm? It's my bathing suit, rolled up in this towel. I came over to see if you fellas like to go out to the swimming pool with me and take a little dip. What would you think of that?
Hey, boy, that's a good idea. How about it, Big John? Should I go in the house and get a swimming trunk? You want to go over to the swimming pool with me, pump up me?
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea. Okay, you go on and get the towels and the bathing trunks, and we'll just take off.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it sure does look nice and cool. Come on, let's get in. Come on, Mayor, dive in. I'll race you over to the other side of the pool, okay?
Okay, Buster. Come on, lad. Last one in the other side of the pool is a great big nothing.
Okay, here I go.
And here I go. Come on, away.
Some pretty fancy swimming, Sparky. The mayor and I churned up a lot of water here.
Yep. Swimming against the ex-Olympic champ when you're up against comfort.
To save your breath there, Mayor, you can't swim and talk at the same time.
What about yourself? I hear you doing a lot of talking. Never mind about me. I'm not as old as you are. I've got a lot of energy. Yeah, I might not be as young as you, but I got a lot of wind.
Say that again.
The other side.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Look, Mayor, Sparky's standing over there on the other side of the pool.
What do you know about that? How'd he get all the way over it to the other side for either one of us? I was swimming at top speed using my famous Australian crawl stroke that I used back in 1908 in the Olympic Games.
Well, I don't know how I did it, but there he is, standing up there on the other side of the pool. Hey, Sparky. How'd you ever learn to swim so fast?
Do you mean how did I get over here before you two did?
That's what we want to know.
Well, you and the mayor are just slow swimmers, that's all.
Yeah? Well, hey, wait a minute. Your swimming trunks aren't even wet. Now, how'd you get across the pool without getting wet?
Well, the mayor didn't say anything about swimming across the pool. He just said the last one over to the other side is great big nothing.
Well, now, what would you go and give for something like that? Yeah, looks like he caught us there, Mayor. Well, come on. What do you say we...
Sit up here on the side in the sand for a while. Soak up some of this sunshine.
Okay, by me. Give me a hand there, will you?
I'm going to build a castle in the sand. You and Mayor Plumfoot want to help me pitch in?
Yeah, sure, we'll help you. Let's just find a nice place now where there won't be too many people running around.
Looks like a nice spot over there, Buster.
Yeah, that's a good place. If you want to make castles and fortune things in the sand, that's a good place to do that for the sand. That's where Maxie and Charlie and Rabbit Ears and I usually play whenever we're over here at the pool.
Well, I'll tell you what. You get started on your castle a while, Sparky, and the mayor and I are just going to lay here in the sun and talk. I think this is a good place to get a suntan, don't you think, Mayor?
Oh, yeah, fine spot. In fact, real fine.
Hey, Mayor, you sound like Yuki with that real fine business.
Sure do. Real fine. Dumb schmutz. I guess I've been around them so much I started to talk like them. Wonder how the old boy is making out with his romance with your girlfriend, Miss Rosalie McClenahan.
I don't know, Mayor. But I'd be willing to bet that he doesn't make out very good. I mean, getting a date with her.
Yeah, why do you say that?
Well, it was a couple days ago, Yuki served notice that he was going to start giving me competition for Miss McClenahan's affection. I've been out with her since, and she didn't even mention anything about Yuki asking her for a date.
Yeah, Buster, that doesn't mean anything. I mean, maybe she just didn't see any reason for telling you.
Well, I doubt that. In fact, I asked her for a date for some evening this week, and she said that she couldn't because she never dates during the week, because her job at the radio station keeps her pretty busy.
Well, that's one thing to be thankful for.
Yeah, another county heard from.
You just play with your sandcastle there, buddy boy.
No, Mayor, I doubt very much if Yuki will make any headway with Miss McClenahan at all.
Well, if she doesn't go out on dates during the week because of her job down at the radio station, that means if Yuki's going to get a date with her, it'll have to be next Saturday or Sunday.
It's going to have to be next Sunday, Mayor, because I happen to have a date with her for this coming Saturday.
What? Going out with her again?
Yes, I'm going out with her again. I hope you don't mind. Mayor, you watch Sparky for me again this Saturday evening, won't you?
Oh, yeah, sure, I'll be glad to. You betcha. Yep. No, wait a minute. I can't. I'm going to be busy Saturday night. I have to make a talk at a special party given for the Cheviot Ladies Garden Club and Bird Lover Society. Mrs. Kortekamp, the president of the club, asked me to come out and give a little talk there, so
good.
I guess...
Good, that means you'll have to break your date with Miss McClenahan, Big John.
Oh, no, it doesn't. I'll just hire a babysitter to stay with you.
What? Oh, a babysitter? For me?
Well, what's so horrible about that? I happen to know that when Rabbit Ears McKeister's mother and dad go out, they have a babysitter to come in and stay with Rabbit Ears, and so do Charlie Clamberding's parents, Maxie Finster's,
John,
too, for that matter. Sure, all those people.
A babysitter. I never thought I'd see the day when Big John had to hire a babysitter to take care of me.
Say, Buster, getting back to Yuki, how long do you think it'll be before he starts being friendly with you again?
It probably won't be long after he gives up hope of ever getting a date with Rosalie. You know that Yuki couldn't stay angry with anyone for very long.
You know, I thought I'd choke when he said that he was the scoundrel who was going to come between you and Mr. McClenahan.
Yeah, he loves to be dramatic. Hey, John, you can consider our friendship at an end. A beautiful woman has come between us.
That's the way he said it, something like that.
Huh?
Did you say Miss McClenahan told you that she never goes out on dates during the week?
Yeah, that's what she told me when I asked her for a date for this weekend.
And did you say that for that reason Yuki would never be able to get a date with her?
That's what I said. Miss McClenahan said her work at the radio station keeps her so busy that she never goes out on dates during the week. Why?
Well, look over there. Just coming into the pool.
Where?
Who is that in the bright red swimming suit?
What bright red swimming? Hey! That's Rosalie. Well, she must have taken off early from her job down at the radio station to come out to the pool for a little swim.
You think so?
Yeah.
Look who's standing right behind her, coming in with her.
I don't see anybody. Hey, wait a minute.
Is that Yuki?
That's Yuki.
And he's obviously got a date with Miss McClenahan. Well.
Looks to me like he got a date with her sooner than you thought, Big John. matter with your mouth hanging open like that, big John? What's the matter? You jealous? Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. You see what John did? He's sitting there watching you see Miss McClanahan as if he can't believe his eyes. He sure didn't think you could get a date with Miss McClanahan this quick. I wonder how come she told that John she never goes out on dates during the week and then turns around and has a date with Yuki. You know something, maybe Yuki will be able to take her away from daytime. Well, look at Big John. He sure is surprised. And there goes Yuki up on the high diving board to show off for Miss McClanahan. This is going to be fun. Watching how this feud Big John and Yuki have will turn out. Oh, boy.